Do you know what today is?
Yes, of course.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
That's right, woodchuck-chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators.
What's it going to be?
6 more weeks of winter, I say.
6 more weeks of winter.
Or it could be
the coming of an early spring.
You think it's going to be an early spring? Who knows?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Showtime. Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. And what day is this? It's Groundhog's Day. Actually, this whole year, this whole past year, 2020 felt like Groundhog's Day as well. Just the same thing going over and over and over. Well, let's try to shake things up and make it a little bit different today because we need to pay attention to what's going on in our state legislature. That's right. Day two of the Nevada 2021 legislative session. Well, let's take a look at something on the national scale, though. He's already walking it back. Already walking it back. How do you get in touch with me? Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Talk and text 884-9910. And that website, 991fmtalk.com, where you can answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Fauci is now backtracking on wearing 2 masks after pushing it last week. So, how many masks are you willing to wear? None, one, two, or as many as needed? It's the same old song for Fauci. When the plandemic started, you don't have to wear a mask. Unless you're wearing an N95, nothing's going to help you. Then it was, oh, yes, you need to wear a mask. You need to wear a mask while you're exercising. You need to wear a mask while you're by yourself, in your car, while you're going to the store, while you're eating. Hasn't done anything. You look at the statistics and the professionals are now coming out and saying that really wearing masks have done nothing to slow the spread of this man-made virus that is being used for political and biological warfare. So the masks, it's not doing anything. Yesterday's poll question, the FBI lawyer who doctored evidence in the biggest FISA abuse case in FBI history gets probation and a $100 fine. Was that an acceptable punishment? I'm going to have to have my producer double check this because I don't believe that 94% of you or those participating in the poll question said, yes, it was acceptable. That just seems strange that people would go along with that. So I'm going to have him check that before I actually believe that. Let's see. Have some information today that this is really disturbing. So I would like you to look it up for yourself as well. Because I've been following this path that, it's bad. It's really bad. So there is an organization called LearnTheRisk.org, Knowledge, Action, Health. And a woman started this, and she used to work for Merck, which is the pharmaceutical company. She posted a video a few months back showing that she lives in Santa Barbara, by the way, showing that her house had been broken into. But it was very strange how they broke in. She got an alarm system. Somehow, they got her passcode to the alarm system. The actual passcode. So while she was out, they turned it off. Did a few things in the house. Turned it back on and left. Unlocked windows and... it's very strange. So she contacted a special investigator who does or did intimidation tactics for big corporations. You know what I'm talking about. Things against whistleblowers. Well, this kept going on to the point where she had to leave for periods of time and was afraid to be in her home. Her name is Brandy Vaughn. LearnTheRisk.org. And I'm working on have somebody from the organization to be on with us. Because this woman was scared. Because she was coming out as a whistleblower against vaccines, against Big Pharma. There's one statement. 2014 study found that prescription drugs are now the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. The Harvard study reported 2.74 million serious adverse drug reactions, not overdoses, reactions per year come from properly prescribed drugs. Wow. In addition, pharmaceutical drugs and medical error, vaccines are put into the mix. Vaccines do not create immunity. They create customers. This is on her website, LearnTheRisk.org. She was being intimidated to stop what she was doing. You know, putting out information like pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines contain multiple synthetic chemicals that should never be put into the body. Yep. She found the way of a lot of other whistleblowers. Brandy Vaughn, born March 21st, 1976. Died December 7th, 2020. A very short time after putting out her video and trying to be a part of the awareness to people of what's going on around them. So I would like you to look that up, read through that. And then I would like you to go to childrenshealthdefense.org. Childrenshealthdefense.org. This is a story from just a couple of days ago. 329 deaths plus 9,516 other injuries reported following COVID vaccine. That's the latest CDC data. How come news reports don't show this to people? They just show people scrambling to get the vaccine or getting the vaccine, showing the celebrities getting the shots in their arms. The numbers reflect the latest data available as of January 22nd from the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System website. Of the 329 deaths reported, 285 were from the United States, 44 were from other countries. The average age of those died was 76. I just want you to know what you're getting yourself into. That's all. Because you have no recourse if you get sick or something happens because of these vaccines. And just as a reminder, some, you might remember, last week, California health officials temporarily paused a large batch of Moderna vaccines due to a high number of allergic reactions. Now, they did reverse that decision a few days later. But is that worth your life? Just curious. Because anyone suffering from a serious injury will have little recourse. When it comes to the law, little legal recourse, because they will be directed to the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, which has rejected 90% of vaccine injury claims over the past decade. These are things you need to know before you get a shot in the arm. So again, please research it for yourself. Children'sHealthDefense.org. LearnTheRisk.org. And pray for those whistleblowers out there. Brandy Vaughn leaves behind a beautiful son who, I don't know how he's going to look at the world now. You know, if this happened to me, I would be looking at my mom as a champion of truth and wondering why she was dead. Because she was just trying to bring people the truth. Just trying to help people educate themselves and understand what happens when you put chemicals into your body. Brandy Vaughn, gone way too soon. We'll be back after this quick break. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And whatever little time I can get from you today, make sure you check out the podcasts at 991fmtalk.com in case you miss anything. And you and your friends, doesn't matter where they are, can stream the show live at 991fmtalk.com in case you missed what I was saying or the websites in the last segment about Brandy Vaughn or about the deaths from the vaccines. I did put just now those links on 991fmtalk.com. So go into 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, by the way, while you're there. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And I was right. Imagine that. I was right. My producer had a little oopsie, and he transposed the numbers. Yesterday's poll question, the FBI, who doctored evidence in the biggest FISA abuse case in FBI history, gets probation and a $100 fine. Was that an acceptable punishment? 94% of those participating in the poll said no. That's not, it's, again, it goes back to rules for me and not for thee. Had that been anybody else, any just average person, yeah, would have been an issue. Let's head on into the talk and text lines, or over to the talk and text lines. And that is 884-9910. Terry's on the line. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Monica. I was going to make an observance this morning about Trump. You know, when, I was living out in the middle of the desert when he took office. And I noticed, you know, before he took office, that the country was changing. Everything was, the attitudes, the realities, everything was changing. And after he got in office, he changed the world. I don't know if people realize that. Everybody from Putin to Kim to all those people, they didn't bow down to him, but they respected him. Now they're all, you know, kicking their feet up that he's gone. But he changed the world. He changed the way we think about things. I was happy to turn on the radio. I don't like turning on anymore unless it's your show, you know, and that's what he did.
Yeah.
And there's still marks from where he did it, but that's what happened.
You know, it's interesting, Terry, because Obama's big slogan was hope and change, hope and change. And Trump literally brought people hope and change. Biden has done nothing but lied to Democrats, lied to the American people, and Trump promises kept. Promises made, promises kept every single day in his administration. And all they're trying to do now is tear all of that down. And I miss that hope. Because there are a lot of people out there who are looking at what we're facing now and looking at the world, not just this country, but the world, because they are watching. They're losing hope quickly.
I believe that. But with Trump, it wasn't hope, though. He made reality. He would say, I'm going to do this. It got done. And that was a, that was something none of us. I'm nearly 70 years old, and I have never seen anything like that before.
Well, it was pretty nice to see that, you know, government could actually get something done. Somebody could get something done in Washington, D.C. And that is, I think, one of the reasons why they hated Trump so much, was for the fact that he said he was going to get something done, and he got it done. He didn't kick the can down the road, you know, to the next person or the next person. He set his mind to something and got it done. And I miss that because, well, Biden's in there trying to get stuff done, but it's, he has done nothing that is good for American citizens or for this country. He has only helped other countries and illegals.
And amen to that.
That is sad. Terry, God bless. Thank you so much for calling in today. And just keep the faith. We'll get back to that positivity. Stay bright. Because the truth always comes out. It may not be in the time that you want it to be. And we may have to suffer through to get to that truth. But sometimes there's a reason for that. Laura You are just... Oh. Laura just emailed me this. A twist on a rhyme. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but telling the truth will kill you. Very sad, but true. Be a whistleblower, and you risk death. Speak your mind, and you risk the death of your social media platforms or businesses. The left is exceeding in cutting out the tongues of conservatives. Well, you know, Laura, I'll take a step further on that and say that actually they're succeeding in cutting the tongues out of everybody. Because now the cancel culture has gone so far that, well, even those on the left who are disagreeing with what Biden is doing, they get canceled out as well. All right, stick around. We got a quick Fox News break here, and then we'll be back with a very special guest who is going to help us with legislative boot camp. Yeah, NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll be right back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And whoop, got my guests mixed up. We're going to talk about legislative boot camp tomorrow with John from NPRI. But today we are talking about, well, Governor Sisolak doesn't seem too happy about rural counties in the state of Nevada saying, no, you don't have the right to do this. As rural counties declare economic emergencies, nullifying his COVID restrictions and orders. Well, the Attorney General Aaron Ford and Sisolak got together and put out a response that said, we're above all that, and you have to obey. Well, let's talk to the person who got the ball rolling and got this all started. Right here on the Monica Jay Show, it is once again White Pine County Commissioner Ian Bullis joining us. Ian, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
What do you think about the governor coming out after now Lyon County has approved a resolution just very similar to yours that says, hey, our businesses don't have to comply. They can make their own decisions because they're coming back and Ford and Sisolak are coming back and saying, nope, we're above the Constitution.
I think he's scared. I think he's realizing that his power only works when people comply. And as soon as we wake up and realize, hey, wait a minute, he's not going to send the National Guard to my door. He's literally just telling me I can't do this, and he has nothing to back it up. All of a sudden, people start pushing back, and I think he's realizing it's over. What's really amusing about that is that if you read the language of the other resolutions that were passed, they really toned it down. I'm not even criticizing them, but they took a much softer stance on things than we did, and it still rattled his cage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that what's really rattling his cage, the underlying factor here, is that more counties, every day, it just seems like another mm-hmm. county is jumping on board. I mean, we already mm-hmm. have, what is it, four counties that have passed it, two counties that it's in the commission, and now Douglas County and Story County are also looking at writing their own resolutions. So very shortly here, you're going to probably have all of the counties, except for Clark and Washoe, because Washoe County refuses to let it on the agenda.
Yeah, I heard about that. I have it in my to-do list to give the chairman a call and have a discussion with him about that. But
I beg you to please call back and be on the show after you have a conversation with Chairman Bob Lucey, because he is the one that is denying all of it. Jeannie Herman is pushing for this, so please, I have got to hear how that conversation goes.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I don't know him, and I'm not particularly combative usually, but I do like to have a conversation with people that have a different perspective. I'd be curious to know what his issue is, but I've heard rumors that Clark County's considering doing something similar because they're getting pretty fed up, as they should be.
Wow, I hadn't heard that yet about Clark County. If
we'll see.
If Clark County falls, then that's pretty much the nail in it for Sisolak.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something specifically, though, because when an AG, an attorney general, gets involved, that has a tendency to scare people that, oh, okay, now they are going to take legal action. What did you and the other commissioners look into as far as that legal action?
So throughout this entire process, we worked pretty closely. Commissioner Godon and I worked very closely with our district attorney. And what I love about him is he's all about freedom. He's all about the Constitution. He's all about doing it right. But he's also not afraid to push back on us if we're overstepping our bounds and doing something that really won't go well for us. And so it's throughout this summer was really a kind of a long wrestling match with him of, you know, we'd come and bring our option and he would say, okay, I like that, but you can't say that. Let's fix that. Let's say this a little better. And here's I call it the you can't say that game. I play that a lot with attorneys whenever I'm writing something up. But what it came down to is there's a whole lot of what ifs. There's a whole lot of unknowns.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they might be able to withhold funding, but I said it publicly in the commission meeting. If we'd have had a crowd in there, they probably would have applauded. I said, look, when it comes to choosing freedom or money, I choose freedom.
Yeah.
So withhold your funds. Guess what? Now other counties don't have this luxury, but our county has been very fiscally responsible and we're in a pretty good position. Will it hurt to lose some funding? Absolutely. But I would rather manage that problem than look people in the eye and watch their businesses close and watch our economy be destroyed. And even more than that, watch government officials who have no business being dictators, have no business being rulers, getting to act like one.
Well, I'm glad that you put it that way, because I think that the majority of people, because we want to work, we want to make a living for ourselves, they're willing to take on that little bit of hurt just to get their businesses back open. And it seems like everything we do is attached to that manipulation of funds. I mean, would we really have a seatbelt law if the Department of Transportation didn't say, hey, you either do this or you're not getting any money? Or would we have, the limits being lowered or raised all the time for alcohol in your system? You know, well, if you raise it to this, you still get
then
your
we'll
money.
Give you
if
more.
You don't, you don't.
Right. Right. Suppose that's the only recourse they have. And, it's dumb and it's kind of petty. I suppose I'd rather them do that than send armed guards to the house. Although some of my friends out here in White Pine County might prefer that they send the armed guards because they have a lot of ammo and would love to use it. But
no, we're not going to push that, Ian.
No, let them withhold the money. That's a much better route. We can deal with that. So, yeah, I, you know, as far as I can tell, there's a whole lot of what ifs in terms of what they can do with recourse.
Yeah, as far as an attorney general goes, I don't put my confidence in AG Ford.
We are aware, and our attorney, our district attorney, was making it clear they could remove him if he's refusing to prosecute. They could say, you know what, we're removing you, and we're putting our own person in there. That's all. Those are steps that they could take if they really wanted to. If a store here decided to open and not have any follow any guidelines, the OSHA or the gaming control could come in and issue fines and tell them that they can't be open. And at that point, they have the choice to either comply with that or be like Ian Smith with his fitness center in New Jersey and say, listen, you can't make me not open. I'm just going to unlock the doors and I'm going to be open. And I don't really care what you say or think.
Well, and it's your business. You can deny entry to whoever you want.
That's right.
Ian,
thank you. It takes a lot of courage to do that.
It does. And kudos to your AG out there, or district attorney, because that takes a lot of courage to take a stand like that, knowing that you could be the sacrificial lamb. So.
That's right.
Ian, thank you so much for joining me. And please let me know. Let me know when you get Bob Lucy on the line. I can't wait to hear that conversation.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Monica. I'll talk to you later.
You too. White Pine County Commissioner Ian Bullis is our guest today. This is something that, again, it takes courage. What are you willing to stand up for? I know I'll stand up for chocolate anytime. So I got a little something special for you today. The Chocolate Shop is back with an incredible gift and an incredible offer. So just in time for Valentine's Day, I know the guy's favorite holiday out there. We have something pretty sweet for you, literally. The Chocolate Shop in glorious Gardnerville, color number, let's make it good. Color number 4. At 884-9910, you are going to receive a certificate for a Heart Assortment Valentine's gift box. That's good stuff. It's a $25 value, so caller number 4 right now. Love to hear from you and love to give you a sweet treat with 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question. Well, Dr. Fauci is backtracking again. He said, well, you need to wear 2 masks. You need to wear 3 masks. Guess what? Now he's backpedaling and, well, you know, he's not quite sure if that's going to help either. So what do you think? Today's poll question. How many masks are you willing to wear? None, 1, 2, as many as needed. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, the FBI lawyer who doctored evidence in the biggest FISA abuse case in FBI history gets probation and a $100 fine. Probably just pulled it right out of his wallet. Was that an acceptable punishment? Well, for a DC Beltway insider, I guess it was. 95% of us, though, said no. Because had that been an average person in there, they would have been slapped in federal prison for who knows how long. And it's what governments are doing all around us right now. And this is why we need to stand up for our rights. Just out yesterday, a Canadian mother in tears after her son was taken to an undisclosed location to take a COVID test, physically detained in an isolation center. is happening already in Canada, how long do you think before it comes here to this country? Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Susan's on the line, wants to talk about property taxes today, and this is just pricing people right out of their homes. Susan, thanks for calling into the program today. What are you watching with the legislature?
I've noticed some things that, first off, we tried to stop the SJR 14 the last time, which ended up not going through. Julia Ratti is not listening to the people. She's not getting it. Now she's trying to sneak another property tax. The SB 10, the SB 64, the AB 43. We don't want it to go through before the voters. We need to stop it before it even gets voted on in legislature. And I tell you people why. We've already had voting fraud. I trust nothing that these people do. I trust nothing to even trust the voting as we're supposed to have it, vote two-thirds to make it not go through, because they will make sure they will get it through voting fraud. If you have no problem having your house go up 10% or whatever they plan on doing and being thrown out of your house because you can't afford the property taxes, and those renters, you guys that rent, don't think the owners of those homes are making money. They are struggling not only to rent to you, but yes, they do have a right to make a profit, but I'm sure some of these people are willing to lower the prices of the rent to you to keep you guys renting. But the Democrats are making it very hard, or liberals, I should say. And people, I need you to look at something else. Where we used to make comments, and you could read the comments that the legislature, they have now blocked it, so you can't see what other people are saying. Talk about communism.
Wow, censorship once again. This is getting bad, Susan, and I thank you for watching this and pointing it out for the property taxes, because there are so many bills and coming in every day that people don't get to watch them. But if you go to my website at 991fmtalk.com, go on to my page, you can see the links right there. You can use them. Takes you straight to the legislature, or you can go straight to Nellis and start going through these bills, because more bills are going to be added every single day, probably on average about 100 of them. Some of them are left over from the last session, and some of them they're just tweaking, like Julia Ratti's. She's just coming up with a different way to collect those property taxes. Susan, thank you so much for following this, and if you have any more concerns, please let us know and keep an eye on these property taxes, because it's not right. This is what's killing the American dream, you know, especially for the younger generation. They saw their parents go through all of the foreclosures, and now they're seeing all of these restrictions being put on homeowners. It's like, why even bother? Just rent. Well, let me tell you why you bother. Because those rents out there are skyrocketing as well. Either way, they're going to get your money. And at what point do you say no more? You need to look at the New World Order. You need to look at the Great Reset, because you will own nothing and you will like it. It is just another way of following the groundwork, the playbook that has been laid out, so people don't own property. So we're all living in apartments. If you have kids, you might get to have a home with a backyard. But for everybody else, for older people, for empty nesters, you are going to be moved in to efficient apartments. How do I know this? Because I've been to Europe, and that's exactly what they did in Germany. They even have laws for that. Last time I checked, this was the United States of America. We have to stop letting the influence of the left, the influence of communist countries, and the influence of just plain communists here in this country usurp the Constitution of the United States of America and our Bill of Rights. Politicians are throwing us under the bus. And they are using a man-made virus, a biological weapon, to do it. You want to do some interesting reading? Look at Fauci's history and how that virus was actually being worked on here in this country during the Obama administration. And Obama said, no, we can't have that. So Fauci took his money and his virus, and it wound up in China. And follow the money trail, because Fauci's money was sent over there as well. Brian, congratulations on picking up that Heart Assortment Valentine's gift box from the Chocolate Shop in glorious Gardnerville. You deserve it just for listening today, listening to me and all my, you know what. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.